Stop following us around.
There's no login.
Stop following us around! That's your last warning!
On most days, officers make countless arrests and detentions, locking citizens behind bars. But every now and then, the tables turn. Just like these corrupt cops who get humbled by an auditor who knows his rights inside and out.
I'm closing the building. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine.
You can leave now.
Relax.
Sir, leave.
In March 2024, renowned First Amendment auditor Sean from the YouTube channel Long Island Audit made a visit to a probation department in Newcastle, Delaware. As usual, he was there to test whether officials were respecting and acknowledging the rights of the public, or if they were crossing the line.
Excuse me, sir?
You cannot record on DOC property. You have to step outside.
Who are you, sir?
Officer Powell.
Officer Powell?
Yes, and I'm asking you to step outside.
And what law would that be?
DOC private property. You cannot record.
This is private property?
Who owns it?
Who owns the property, sir?
Sir, you have to leave.
This isn't private property, sir.
Sir, you have to leave.
This is public property, sir.
So you have to leave.
So this is public property.
You cannot record on state property, DOC property.
That's what law is that?
It's not a law, it's a policy. You cannot record.
It's a policy.
Yes, sir. You can step outside and record. You just cannot record inside the building.
The moment Sean steps into the facility and begins filming, he's immediately confronted by Officer Powell, who is under the mistaken belief that the DLC property is private. This delusion leads him to think his policy can override the Constitution, completely ignoring the rights of the public.
Oh, I'm just taking some pictures and video. I'm an independent journalist. I'm working on a story on the Department of Corrections here.
Gotcha. Do you have any kind of paperwork saying you could be on the property for doing that?
Do I have any paperwork?
Yep.
Other than the United States Constitution.
That doesn't apply here for this. We have our policy here. So I would like you to...
The United States Constitution doesn't apply here?
No. What you're trying to do does not apply to this. You cannot record here. We have a policy that says you cannot record in our building.
And that policy trumps the United States Constitution of freedom of press?
Anything. Our policy for this building, you're not allowed to be here in this building recording when you said you can't. So I'm going to ask you to remove yourself from the building, please.
And you are,
sir, I'm engaged in a constitutionally protected activity. I'm not breaking any laws.
Officer McCarron and Downing immediately engage with Sean, showing no regard for logic or the law. It's clear that Officer Downing couldn't care less about the Constitution, dismissing it entirely with his claim that it doesn't apply to this building, a mistake he will regret as things quickly take a turn.
When I get to it, I'm just taking some pictures and video of the signage here. Again, this is not a secure area, I mean, or anything like that. Oh, I understand that it's state property, definitely funded by taxpayers. I understand that. I get it. It's just I'm not in any secure or restricted areas. And your policy doesn't apply to me. I don't work here. Respectfully, I don't work here. I'm not bound by your policies. I'm bound by the law and the United States Constitution, which you said doesn't apply here for some reason. No, I don't want to either.
Right, okay. So here's the thing. You have no other business other than being in the building. So if I decide to remove you from the building, then what?
Well, if you physically put your hands on me and remove me from the building, that would be a crime.
It would be a crime. Show me what crime is.
Well, you cannot put your hands on people that aren't...
Show me what crime, please.
Yeah, that would be the crime of assault.
That would be assault.
Remove
you from the building?
That would be assault.
Out from the building, we have a right to say you can leave our building.
No,
right?
You cannot assault people that haven't broken the rules.
Do we have the right to say you can move our building? Do we have the right to say you can leave our
building? No, because this is a public building. Is it closed to the public right now?
It's the state. I'm sorry. I like you. If you're taking...
Yeah, I'll take whatever... Sure. What do you got up there that says what?
Sean attempts to explain to the officers that the building is publicly accessible, but these clueless officers are too dense to grasp the point. Despite his calm efforts, they remain completely oblivious.
Well, inside the lobby where I'm not?
No, it says
no loitering. Yeah, I'm not loitering. Loitering is when you don't have a purpose. Right, loitering is when you don't have a purpose. You're just standing around not doing anything.
Right.
No. I'm told you I'm engaging in a constitutionally protected activity of freedom of press. I'm a journalist working on a story.
What's your credentials for a journalist?
Oh, I'm sure I could produce some credentials
I'm asking for
you.
Credentials right now, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't have to give them to you though.
No, you do.
I don't.
You asked me for credentials.
Can you just take a step back, please?
I'm in my building. I'm asking you.
Well, you're
for
in
your
our
credentials,
building.
But I'm asking you for your credentials.
I know. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to de-escalate.
You can take a step back. I'm asking for your credentials.
Hey, sir, how are you?
The shameless officers persisted with their antics, even going so far as to falsely accuse Sean of loitering, hoping to intimidate him into backing down. But Sean wasn't having it, and he stood his ground.
You can make a sign that says no black people allowed in a building, no white people allowed.
Now, Is that what you're saying?
No, I said you could.
You said about being black people. You're being racist.
I'm saying, I said black and white people.
No, no, you didn't say white.
I said black. If you let me finish.
But you're being racist.
If you let me.
Sir,
no, I'm not.
You're being racist.
I am not.
I would like you to leave the building.
I'm not being racist at all, sir.
The ignorant officer attempted to twist Sean's words, desperately trying to play the race card, but this tactic quickly fell flat.
Sir, there's nothing in my pocket. Okay, there's nothing, there's no weapons in my pocket. You just saw, I just showed you.
No, I don't know what's in the bottom of it.
Sir, you're being a tyrant.
No, I am not being a tyrant.
You are being a tyrant. You have no right to... You have no... Subject to search over there. We're subject to search.
In this building. You are in this building. You are subject to search.
Where does it say that?
I'm asking you to take your hand out of your pocket.
Sir, I just showed you there's nothing in my pocket other than a cell phone. It's a cell phone. You're not. You shouldn't be scared. You both... You guys are armed. Why are you scared for it?
You asked that. Okay. So we showed you what the sign says.
Right. I'm not in a restricted area. This is a publicly accessible area.
Nothing says restricted.
I know that.
It says in person or legal in the property subject to search.
This... Okay. So violate my rights and search me then. If you think that sign makes you have the authority to violate my rights, my Fourth Amendment right of unreasonable searches and seizures, search me. It is unreasonable because there's nothing you could see. There's nothing on me. I don't. What about my ID would make you feel safe? You're scared, obviously. So what about my ID or credentials would make you feel safe? I mean, you're acting scared by saying get your hands out of your pocket. That's acting scared,
that's
sir. I'm not scared. You guys have weapons. I'm not scared.
Officer McCarron, finally realizing their previous tactics have failed, shifts gears and attempts a different approach. His goal now was to create a scene.
No, but they're not in the... I'm not in anybody's way. Again, you're just trying to feed me directives because that's what you're used to doing. You're used to people following your directives without question. They're used to following your directives without question. No, I'm not finished speaking, sir. You're used to people following your direction without question and without, because if not, you will violate their parole. You will do this. You'll do that. I am free to stand where I want, sir. I'm not blocking anybody. If somebody comes up to the window, I know how to move out of people's way, sir. You don't need to tell me to do that.
Downing treated Sean like a child, barking orders at him despite being the one in the wrong. It's painfully clear that the officers had no respect for Sean's rights.
Is that a personal or work phone, sir?
Don't answer that question.
I just wanted to know so I can request the footage.
Not requesting any footage, thank you.
He's recording something.
Doesn't
that...
Doesn't matter, you're recording something.
I'm not a government official.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not a government
Doesn't
official.
Matter.
You're creating public record by recording with
your
cell phone.
Right?
No, I'm not. I'm not a government official, sir. He is a government... He can record. Is anybody stopping him from recording? No, but he is a government official.
And
he's a public servant. That means while he's recording, while he's on duty receiving taxpayer money, he's creating a public record. If you destroy that record, that would be destroying public records. Okay.
He's on lunch. He's off duty. How do you know that?
So he's just recording for his own benefit. That's great.
So benefit, like
he's exercising his First Amendment rights.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
I love it. Great. I love
Thank
it.
You.
Fine.
Bye.
It doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter.
The hypocrisy of these officers couldn't be more blatant. When one of their own records the interaction, it's perfectly fine. But the moment Sean starts filming, they treat him like a criminal.
Excuse me, sir.
I know. I'm okay. You're okay.
I know. You're just...
I'm asking.
You're just walking in
I know,
front
but you're,
of me.
But you're not going to go any further than my officer. So I'm making sure you stay pretty far away from my officer.
I know. It could be considered a
It could be, but I'm asking you to stay close.
Disorderly conduct.
You don't need
walking
to be in
front of people.
Sir. It's okay.
A little close.
I understand, sir. It's okay.
I'm going to try walking away from you.
I understand, but you're not able to go into the lobby, but you're okay.
It's a secure lobby. Why would I go in?
No, doesn't matter, sir. Just making sure everything's okay.
Everything's fine.
I understand, but you're not going to be in this conversation. There's no need for you to be there. It's something that has nothing to do with you.
Downing escalates the situation, stepping face-to-face with Sean and blocking his path as he tries to walk away. These are the kinds of aggressive tactics used by guilty felons, not law enforcement officers sworn to uphold the law.
So what can we do today? What are we doing? What's
it? Oh, I'm an independent journalist. My name is Sean. I'm just working on a story here on the Department of Corrections here.
Okay. And
just staying in the publicly accessible areas. I'm not going to any restricted areas, any enclosed areas.
All right.
Just getting some pictures, some B-roll footage, and that's it.
Okay, sounds good to me. Can you just wait right here for a second while I talk to these gentlemen here?
Oh, sure. You can go ahead and talk to them. That's fine.
I'm
go ahead.
I'm going to talk to you over here, all right?
Hi, sir. How are you?
Good. How are yourself?
I'm doing well. Do you mind if I get your name and badge number? Thank you, Trooper. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Oh, yeah. No, I'll repeat myself. Not a problem. No, I'm just. My name is Sean. I'm an independent journalist. I'm just taking some pictures and video of the publicly accessible areas here. That's all.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Nothing. Nothing nefarious going on here. Not going into restricted areas.
So what
just.
Are they, what did they say?
They said that I'm not allowed to take pictures in public, and that they were going to physically remove me from the building. And I told them that I'm engaged in a freedom of press, constitutionally protected activity, filming law enforcement. And they called you guys, so we've been waiting for you to show up.
Finally, state troopers arrive at the probation department, stepping in to relieve the building security of their pointless job. It's clear that these officers are more focused on protecting rights than blindly following rules.
Right, I don't need to provide credentials to anybody. I don't need to provide my ID. This is the United States of America. Right. We are free to enter into publicly accessible areas and record law enforcement. Right now, it's a First Amendment protected activity, sir.
So right now you're trespassing onto state government property.
I'm not. If you read the trespass statute, that is not what the trespass statute says.
Okay, but there's a sign out front that says...
Doesn't say no trespassing.
No trespassing, no loitering. If you see right there...
This is not loitering. Loitering, the definition of loitering is standing around not doing anything. Right. I'm doing something.
But, again, like I said, this is...
There's been other people that have come inside of this building. They're mad because I have a camera, and that's why they're upset.
The first trooper proves to be just as clueless as the officers Sean had just faced, directly accusing him of trespassing on state property. Everyone except these cops seems to understand that state property and public property are one and the same.
Well, you don't know that, because you weren't here.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Have you got everything you needed?
No, I'm not finished with my business here,
sir. So let's do this. Go ahead and finish your business here, and you're going to have to leave. Because right now you're not conducting any sort of business that's appropriate to this facility. Are you checking in with a probation officer?
No, I'm not on probation or parole.
No. Parole, exactly. So.
No, but this is not just the probation officer. This is
right.
This is not just a probation office. You have the administrative. Right. It's that is not. That is not a law, sir, and there is more offices in here besides.
Couldn't care less about Sean's statements and directs Sean to leave the premises, essentially saying that he has no business being there.
Building now is closed.
You're closing the building.
I'm closing the building. Go
okay,
ahead.
That's fine.
You can close you the can building. Leave now. You can leave now.
Relax.
Sir, no.
I'm
sir,
leaving.
Leave.
If it's closed.
It's closed.
So
officially.
No one else is going to come in here.
Sir. It's closed.
I just want to make sure. The it's building closed. Is closed.
It's closed officially right now.
You have the authority to close the building?
I have the authority to close the building.
That's not a problem. That's fine.
The building is closed officially.
So if anybody else comes in here, I'm going to come. Look, this guy's coming in here right now. It's not closed. He's coming in.
We're closed. Thank you for taking care of that. You can officially leave now.
All right. Listen.
So today is Monday, so they're not closed for another 10 minutes. So they closed early just for a camera. There's 10 minutes.
Forcing a civilian out of a publicly owned building in the United States before its official closing time is nothing short of outrageous. This blatant disregard for basic rights is not just unacceptable, it's a clear example of injustice at its worst. But if you thought this was bad, just wait. What these corrupt cops did to harass an innocent man, simply minding his own business, will leave you absolutely stunned.
Sydney, can you tell me a car suspicious vehicle?
On June 22nd, 2013, in Sydney, Nebraska, Officer Tobler approached Steve without warning, bombarding him with questions despite lacking probable cause. Steve, a police scanner enthusiast, overheard dispatch mention a suspicious car, but Tobler hastily assumed it was Steve's with no evidence to back it up.
Yeah, license, registration.
Did I commit a crime? Did I commit a crime?
I want your license. Registration and insurance.
I'm asking you, did I commit a crime?
I will explain that in a second here.
Well, according to Nebraska state statute, all I
just asked you for your license, your registration, and your proof of insurance.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, you're being video recorded and audio recorded.
So are you.
Oh, good. And you're telling me I did not commit a crime? Correct?
Even though Steve wasn't obligated to comply, since the officers weren't following the state statutes themselves, he calmly tries to find his paperwork. Meanwhile, Tobler is still scrambling, unsure of how to properly answer the question, revealing his lack of understanding and authority.
Sydney,
2014, February 2014. Insurance is still valid. 10-4.
I'm gonna ask you again, what am I being pulled over for? What am I being stopped for? Am I being detained?
23-0.
Not at the moment. Rob, can I have my license registration face to be free? Go, please.
Why are you circling my crime scene?
I do not have to answer any questions without a lawyer present.
Okay, why are you constantly following us?
I do not have to answer any questions without a lawyer present.
Are you afraid?
I do not have to answer any questions without a lawyer present.
I'm going
to
tell you what. The next time you follow me to a crime scene or any scene of that nature, including a traffic stop or anything of that nature, I will arrest you for obstructing. Because one, you're taking away my focus on what needs to be taken care of.
Kobler has little to no self-control and hardly any idea about a citizen's rights to their free will under the First Amendment of the Constitution. So threatening to arrest someone simply for existing near or around a crime scene and not disturbing anyone else is not a crime.
But you're a,
all we're doing
but
is
you
driving.
Are you are
Let me explain something to you.
Well, let me explain something to you. You don't run the law. You only enforce
you
the law.
You want to go to jail for obstructing?
For what?
For
I'm driving down the street.
You are taking away from my duties right now.
All he's doing is driving down the street.
Do you want to go to jail too?
For what?
For
obstructing.
What? Obstructing
Officer Hoffrock, what am I obstructing by driving down the street?
Well, Stephen, what he's trying to explain is when you keep driving by and things like that, he has to take some focus away from what he's actually
so
trying
the
to do.
Five other cars that I've watched do the same thing, they're going to get stopped too tonight?
Because
I have them on video, Officer Hoffrock.
Well,
I have this video.
You've drove around at least five times since I've been right here.
So has other vehicles. People walking by.
They're leaving the theater. That's understandable. Or are you just
so you're telling me I don't have the right of freedom of movement?
All I'm saying is you're creating a problem for yourself.
You're creating a problem
no,
for me
you're
right
creating,
now.
Look. Stop.
You have stopped me for
Listen,
no reason.
Stop following us around.
These thick-skulled cops seem to have some sort of aversion to thinking and using their brains to remember their training. If training can't even get cops to ignore some random passerby during a serious crime scene investigation, then they need to be sent back to the pigsty academy they came from.
There's no law against that.
Stop following us around! That's your last warning!
You got that.
Go ahead and record it.
We
Officer Tobler 612, no problem.
Really?
Just because you're a chicken shit motherfucker.
Really?
And you had no problem!
Scott, that's enough. No. Steven, go, okay? Just go.
I would like to file charges. He threw something at me for assault.
Okay.
I would like to file charges, Officer
Hoffrock. Let me get you information, and I will forward that on to Major Akins.
Okay?
He handles all of the internal affairs. Okay? So what's a phone number for you, Steven, so he can get a hold of you?
Scott?
Officer Tobler loses his mind temporarily when he realizes that Steve wasn't complying to his pathetic excuse for stopping him. Tobler's partner had to step in to prevent him from making an even bigger mess of the situation. However, Tobler finally learned his lesson when he was reprimanded for his unprofessional choice of words. Even though these reckless cops faced instant karma for their actions, incidents like this happen every day. Just like this officer who thought his badge would shield him from the consequences. Click here to see how he was held accountable.
And they did not go to their supervisor and say, "We lost the money."